You can't tell me this month's book was better than last month's. It's not even close.
It's way better. We weren't spoon-fed some never-ending no-romance story without the slightest hint of anything fun happening at the end. At least they showed some emotion in this one.
Ladies, I think we can all agree that ending.
Yes, okay.
That was
That's
hot.
What I was saying. Good.
Okay. I just had to put that out there.
Thanks, Sal.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. It's not a book club without wine. Not like we're driving home anywhere tonight, so drink up. Cheers.
Okay, look. I won't say that it didn't have its moments. That was one of them.
See?
I'm just saying, I like last month's book better. Like, overall.
That's fair, I guess. The book was just starting to get interesting. But it ended. And yeah, maybe we could read the next book in that series and see where it goes.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I don't think I'll need to take that break like we thought we did.
Oh no, did something happen?
Yeah, what about the honeymoon, Stell? I know you've been super excited for that.
Oh, it's okay. Well, we're still going to do that. You guys are so sweet. Worried about me and my vacation.
It's not just a vacation. It's important to you, and I know that stuff matters. I might be the only sane person left in our little group here. Still proudly single and all, but you're happy. So, I'm happy for you. Girl power and all that.
Aww.
Although, I can show you historically that—
You know, let's just end it there and say you said something sweet. But yes, we're just saving up for something a bit bigger. So the honeymoon is on pause, that's all.
Okay, if you're sure, Stell. Oh, by the way, thanks again for hosting.
Yeah, and for letting us stay the night. I know you have been super busy since the wedding.
My pleasure. I think a sleepover was a super fun idea. I'm just glad we had the time to get together. But honestly, if this month's book wasn't on audio, I wouldn't have been able to keep up.
Hey, that's cheating.
Oh, please, Faye. You read exclusively with audio last year when you were actively ignoring your hubby after the incident.
Look, He never should have said that about my little glass figurines, Vi. It was just mean.
It's okay, Faye. Vi is just teasing. She knows full well it was justified. Right, Violet?
Yeah, I do. Even if I tell my students to talk out their issues instead of drowning themselves in smutty books.
They were really good ones, though.
They really were.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed them. Well, sounds like I need to do some makeup reading.
Yeah, you suggested those books.
I hope she's able to join us again. It was great. She could last month, but she's always so busy.
Oh, well, we all know how full her hands are with an active family like hers is.
Especially that son of hers.
So, Stell, speaking of instant children that you suddenly have now that you're married, how's her stepson doing?
That's a heck of a way to put it.
Well, she's not exactly wrong.
Oh, he's fine. He's actually really sweet. We're a little cramped in here, hence why we're putting off the honeymoon, but I'm just glad to have everyone together.
So he just got back from uni?
Yeah, just on break right now. He's returning after summer.
Oh, taking summer semester off then.
Exactly, yeah.
So, where is he?
You don't have to whisper, Faye. He's not a demon. He's up on the loft.
Wait, that's your office?
It was, but honestly, it's just as easy for me to work from the kitchen table these days, and he needed some space while he was here.
Wow, you really have been taking this mom thing to heart.
Can we, see him?
Faye, you don't have to whisper.
What? I don't know the rules here.
Faye, you're married.
Yeah, but I don't have kids. I have glass figurines and my cats.
Faye, he's an adult. and I'm sure he would be glad to meet you all. I mean, since his father is working the night shift, he tends to just hang up out there, happy as a clam. Come with me.
Oh, these are cute. I like the lines you put up to the loft.
Oh, actually, he did it.
Really? They look professionally installed.
Yeah, he's a bit of a whiz. Hey, sweetie. Mind if I come up? You sure? Looks like you're pretty cozy on your bed with your headphones and all. Okay. Well, the girls wanted to say hello.
Hey there, handsome.
Hi, darling.
If you're sure you don't mind. All right, well, come on in, ladies. Find a seat.
Stella, tell us you installed the lights in here.
They look so good. Like little fairy lights.
Did you follow some guide online or something? Oh, really?
I told you, he's a whiz at that stuff. I'm thinking of having him do more around the rest of the house, too.
Oh, definitely. I'd pay to have him around my house.
Oh, yeah, Faye? You'd pay for him.
You know what I meant? To hang lights.
Right? We believe you, Faye.
So, what are we listening to? Oh, really?
Oh, did you know that we were reading that book, too? That's fun.
Honey, if you wanted to join us, you just had to ask. We don't bite hard.
I might.
So, how far are you into the book? That's perfect. What did you think about that last scene?
Yeah, I would love to hear your thoughts on that, too.
Yeah, you can if you want. You don't have to, but I would love to hear your thoughts, too.
Oh, really? So her maturity wasn't an issue.
See, more people are into it. Mommies.
This is really becoming a habit, you two.
I can't help it that he has taste. Clearly he understands the importance of experience.
Precisely. Why waste your time teaching when you can learn from a master?
You guys, stop teasing him. He's lighting up like a Christmas tree. Oh, sweetie, look how red you are.
Oh my god, he is. That's so cute.
You okay, sweetie? We're not too much for you, I hope.
Stell, please. I have hardly begun to tease.
Oh, I know. And don't think I haven't forgotten about you too, Faye.
What? I've been good.
Just don't you two forget, he's my little boy now. Right, sweetie?
Wow, possessive much. You do remember you married his dad, right, Stell? Not this handsome fella right here. In fact, since both of you are technically off the market, aka married, I would be the more obvious choice.
Hey, we've been over this before. I don't owe that man anything. He doesn't lift a finger around the house and barely talks to me these days. And look how respectful and sweet your boy is. I just want to eat him all up.
Ladies, you're crazy if you think I'm going to let either one of you two get in between me and him. I mean, you wouldn't want that, would you, sweetie? See, he's happy with mommy.
That's just because he hasn't gotten to know his aunties Vi and Faye yet.
Exactly.
And we want to get to know him too. And judging by how he fills up that tub, he has to play some sports back at that college of his. Do you, handsome?
Oh, I bet he plays lacrosse.
Really? Disc golf, huh?
That sounds fun.
So, do you get many holes in one?
Stell, you just had to ask.
You brought it up.
I was just asking because he looked jacked in his PJs.
I thought they used frisbees to play that game. Do you throw them in holes, darling? Oh, that makes much more sense. You two are awful. I was so confused.
It's okay, Faye. We're just teasing, you know. Was that handsome? Oh, yeah, you just look like you worked out or something. So naturally, I thought you might be in a sport back at school. That's why I asked. You seem confused.
Oh, really? That's crazy to me, darling. You're very good looking. I'm surprised the girls aren't all over you at school.
Well, I can't say that I'm sad you like to spend your time here with us. I do love having you here. But I think you'd find if you, like, reach out a bit more on campus, the girls there, I mean, they just might surprise you too. Would you like to hear a secret? When I was listening to the end of our book, I couldn't help but think of you.
Stell!
I knew it! You are so naughty.
Look, having someone so young and handsome living with me, so close and so absolutely obedient. What can I say?
You don't have to convince me. I appreciate them being young and energetic.
You guys, don't leave me behind. I think he's super cute, too.
Oh, I noticed you staring at our pajamas. You don't have to be shy. It's not like it's the first time you've seen me in my PJs. But it looks like you are really enjoying having so many options.
I don't normally like to wear anything to bed, but I didn't think Stell would appreciate me running naked around her house. Although, I bet you wouldn't have minded that.
I love my pajamas. So silky, soft against my skin.
Do you want to touch them? Of course, we're all adults here. And we're family now, and these are my best friends. We won't hurt you.
Unless you ask us to.
I might even ask you to hurt me a little.
See, sweetie? It definitely looks like everyone here wants to play. You can even call me Mommy.
Oh, look at him blush.
I think he really likes that idea.
Yeah. You want to touch Mommy? Mommy wants you to. Oh, Mommy wants your hands all over her. Oh, that's it. Oh, play with Mommy.
Oh, Stella, you're so bad.
She's definitely been planning this. But I think we can make this a little more fun. Are you going to help me, Faye?
Oh, sure thing.
Oh, my.
Look at you, darling. Going commando under the covers.
Oh, look how hard you are. Not surprising, playing with Mommy and listening to smut like that on your phone. You dirty, dirty boy.
Don't worry. Ladies like us wouldn't dream of leaving you in a predicament like this. You just keep fondling our lovely Stell there. Faye and I will take care of your little friend there.
Not so little, Vi.
True.
Oh, yeah. You like that, sweetie? Oh, yeah, you like playing with Mommy while they play with you? Yeah.
Look how hard you are.
You must have been etching before we got here. You're twitching and frapping already.
Do you like having our lips on your cock and balls as you play with Mommy?
Oh, here, sweetie. I don't want you to lose focus. Is that better? Mommy pulled her shirt open for you. I can really enjoy my tits. Do you want to lick them? Taste them?
Oh, he definitely does.
This cog is thrusting.
Are you going to come?
Oh, please, darling. Come for us. Come all over our faces.
Oh, sweet. Oh, yes. Oh, suck on mommy's tits while you come. Oh, that's good. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, suck on them, sweetie. Oh, come for mommy.
Come, baby. Come for me, darling.
Oh, come for us.
That's it, baby.
All over. Oh, God, yes.
That's it. Oh, yes, come all over them. Oh, just like that. Oh, you're doing so good.
So much cum. Oh, I can feel you all over me.
Oh, such a good boy.
I'm so hot. This has just got me going even more.
Oh, poor Faye. Don't worry, I won't leave you like that. There we go. No more PJs to worry about.
This isn't quite the same as behind the English building.
Oh, I think we're well beyond that.
God, you two are so hot. I see you don't mind it either. We're already getting hard again, aren't we, sweetie?
Of course, yes. Looking at our gyrating pussies as two gorgeous women devouring each other in front of him, he better be hard as fuck.
Oh, God. You can join us, darling. You're both welcome to the party. God, you taste so good, Vi.
You better go help them get off, sweetie. You owe them. Oh, Mama's just gonna watch for a while.
Oh. Hey there, handsome.
Hi, darling.
I feel you. I think I know what you have planned. I like it.
Do, darling.
Oh, God, yes. That's something new.
Have you ever fucked two pussies at once, darling?
I like how it feels, rubbing my clit like that.
Me too. I can press his cog into you, bye.
Oh, fuck. We really should have done this sooner.
That's it, fuck mama's friends.
You're really missing out, Stel. This is something else.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think we're losing Faye.
I'm enjoying this still, but... I will try it sometime later.
Oh, I will. Hold. Fuck you to that. God, I feel good, baby. Keep fucking us like that. Feels so good.
I don't want it to stop. Please, my, don't stop.
I'm not stopping, babe, but I'm... Oh, fuck. I'm getting close already.
I'm so close too, but... Baby, you're doing so good. Don't stop.
You're doing so good. Oh, yeah. You're gonna make them come. Yeah, you wanna make them? I'll make them come with another, right?
Yeah. Yeah, baby. You can come again. Right, mommy? Tell me you can come with us.
Yeah, mommy. Please, can you come with us? I want him to come with us so badly.
Okay. Fuck. You've been such a good boy. You can come with them.
Yeah, baby.
Come with me. Fucking come with me. Come on, me, darling. Come on, my pussy. Come on us. Come
You did so well, boy.
I'll say.
Oh, shit. Still. Still playing, girl.
Look. Oh, that was so fucking hot. Oh, baby. We can't leave you behind after all that. Honey, you better get in there. If I was your mommy, and you didn't help me come after you creamed her best friends, I would be so mad.
Oh, yeah. Are you gonna help me, sweetie? Are you gonna help mommy?
You heard her. It doesn't look like you're quite up to fucking her yet. You better eat that pussy raw, baby.
Oh, I'm such a good fucking boy. Oh, look, mommy. Yes. Oh, I've been editing for so long. Oh, mommy's gonna come so fucking hard.
God, this is so good.
I'm vibrating all over. I can't stop touching myself.
Well, I can help with that.
Need you fucking stop. Oh, suck my clit. Oh, God, that's it. Oh, fucking use your fingers. Oh, you good fucking boy. Oh, faster. Faster, fucking faster. Faster, faster.
Damn, Stella, you are shoving his face in there.
Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna go.
That's it, darling. Make her fucking start all over your face. God, boy. My nipples are so hard right now.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit. Oh, God. Oh, yes.
I can't get over how good you look when you come, Stell.
I love how she shut his face down like that. That was sexy.
Oh, that was good. Oh, I might need a breather after that one.
I'm really starting to enjoy our book club meetings.
Right?
Oh, sweetie. You can relax. This is where we take a break.
Yeah, I promise we'll give you a few minutes at least before we start again.
I mean, it's only fair.
You know, we really should have brought the wine up with us. Ooh. Oh, sweetie, you don't have to do that. We can go back down and get it in a minute.
Well, if he wants to go get it.
No, no. Stop that, bye. Let him rest with us for a bit. Besides, I do want to go another round later, don't you?
Duh, that's not even a real question, right?
I know, I can't wait to have that cock inside me.
Me too.
Okay, then it's settled. Let's get a quick 15-minute cuddle session in, then some more wine.
Then we fuck.
Agreed.
Well, you heard them.
Get over here, Tiger.
Time for cuddles, darling.
Give mommy a hug.